I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hi, Teresa. My name is Tracy. I'm calling from Seattle. I'm a huge fan. Listen to your podcast all the time. Watch your show from the beginning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. I called before and I recorded my message like 19 times and I couldn't get it right. So I said, forget that. I'm just saying, Spirit has some explaining to do. I would love to have a reading. I hope to hear back from you. Merry, Merry Christmas. All joy, love, and happiness to your family. Sending best wishes your way. Hope to hear from you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Welcome to this week's episode of Hey, Spirit. Today, we will be joined with Tracy and her daughter, Skylar. This reading was so refreshing. You know, if you don't mind me saying that, you know, sometimes when people come into a reading or an experience, I can just feel the heaviness, the so much of sadness and sorrow. And, you know, let's face it, when we lose a loved one, it is sad. And we do have our moments of struggling to move forward here in the physical world. But I love their experience today because it was strictly validations of everything that they thought, everything that they wondered or even hoped for that it would be like or what it was like when the loved ones passed. And to be able to have that validated was so beautiful, so beautiful. So I hope you all enjoy this week's episode with Tracy and Skylar, their refreshing and bubbly experience. God bless. Well, welcome, guys. So who do we have here today?
Hi, Teresa. I'm Tracy, and this is my daughter, Skylar.
Nice to meet you, Tracy. Nice to meet you, Skylar. It's a pleasure to have you both here on Hey Spirit. Where are you guys from?
Seattle area.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was just recently there. It's very, very beautiful in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you both. I want to first tell you that I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you. And I am so excited to see what Spirit has in store for the both of you today. So I just invite you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today. So I am going to start with the mom that is departed. So how do you connect with that? Is that your grandmother?
Probably. I've got two grandmothers there. So yeah.
And who is the father figure that is departed as well?
That's my dad.
Okay. So know that they bring him forward. And they literally looked at me and said, if we let him come forward first, Teresa, we never would have been able to say hello. So Tracy, I'm going to ask this. Was your dad the person that you wished to connect with the most today or hope to hear from today?
Yes, I felt that 100% for everything that we're experiencing. I just kind of felt like that was a lot of that. I mean, I've all of them are beloved, but I just kind of felt like, yeah, my dad, and knowing my dad, that he would really be the one who would want to, and that I would, of course, be, I would love to, you know, yeah.
I wanted to validate for you and for everyone listening of why that happened. Like, I allow souls to channel how they feel they need to channel. So you know that it is them. And I love how they jokingly were like, nope, because if we didn't show ourselves up now, we're never going to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I get that.
and your dad is so funny. When I looked at him, he like literally looked at me and he goes, how long do I have to talk for? He goes, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do right now. I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like I feel like he's a little nervous. But what I mean by nervous is like he's excited and like he doesn't want to mess anything up. And I said to him, I'm like, you can't mess it up. I'm like, these are messages of love and faith and hope to your family. I'm like, you can't mess it up. And then I feel like he was just like, whew, like, thank God, you know? I don't think a soul has ever said this to me. Your dad literally sat down and he looked at me and he goes, and how are you, Teresa? How are you? So
he was a physician, and I can just see that being, yeah.
Like worried about everyone else. Well, like worried about me more so than himself. It was like, okay, but how are you? Yeah. Like, is this, you know, good? Are you good? Are you comfortable? Like, and I'm like, no, I'm good. And then he looked at me, and then he looked at me and he goes, can you believe I died?
Yeah.
So when a soul says that to me, that's sometimes on how we feel or we say, oh my God, I can't believe he's gone. And I want to say this about your dad, Tracy, is that he makes me feel like he went so quickly. So what happens with that is even if somebody was ill, okay, they had an ailment or a disease, from the moment of their decline, of how they started to really decline, from the moment of their departure was quick. Is that correct?
Yes, I'd say that's true. Yeah.
And I don't know if that is something that we feel, I wish we had more time, or if only if we knew, whatever it is, your dad makes me feel like that quick decline, I'm just going to use that term, was a blessing.
Yeah. He was diagnosed and then he was sick for a little, and then they rallied for probably about 5 years. And then he declined again, kind of slow process. But when he passed, it was like we were sleeping.
But we weren't expecting him.
No, it was, I did not know. Yeah, we just didn't know that, you know, it would be then for sure. Yeah.
So know that your dad says, I'm sorry for my quick departure, but I want you to know that I look at that as a blessing. He goes, that was such a hard thing for me. He says, not only as a dad, as a man, as a physician, as you stated, it was hard to watch my family watch me be sick.
Yeah, 100%.
Did your dad live with you?
Oh, when he started to decline, we just moved back home.
Oh, because he made me feel like it was especially hard, like with the grandchildren. Like I see, like he has me looking at Skylar. Like it was hard to like see them in the sense of knowing, because he says, I knew deep in my soul that I was not long for the physical world.
Yes, 100%. Yes, absolutely.
He says, and as much as I wanted to have these conversations, and I loved having these intimate moments with them, sharing their day, the things that they loved, and trying to show me the whole internet thing. He goes, there was a part of me that was so sad because I knew I was not going to be long for the physical world. Yes. He says, and I want to thank you for making those decisions and choices, because I would not have traded those moments for anything. He made me feel like, Skylar, like you had like intimate conversations with your grandfather. Is that correct? Like where you would just like kind of sit and just maybe talk about certain things, or just like share things about your day, or what you inspired to be when you got older. Is that correct?
The feeling of being with him and feeling like I had that connection, but I don't like remember a lot of that time, but I remember the feeling of it. Yeah.
But how amazing is that? How he made me like, oh, I want to be a dancer. And then it was like one minute you'd want to be a dancer, and then the next minute, you know, you wanted to be a doctor. Like he's like, she flip-flopped all over the place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Yes.
I want to share with you how he told me to say dancer. He literally showed me the Rockettes. So I don't know if that's something that you liked or that.
I love dancing and music and singing, all of that.
So what a beautiful memory. So now, Skylar, maybe when you think about that, you can now remember that moment of your dancing days and how you loved that and how your grandfather loved that you were able to have that moment of sharing of what you wanted to be when you grew up.
Yeah, that's special.
Who was the young male that is deported?
My cousin's son passed young.
Okay. So know that your dad brings him forward again to validate that all of the souls are together, safe and at peace with God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, your mom's still here in the physical world?
Yeah.
Because your dad just took red roses and handed them to mom.
Okay. That's so sweet.
Your dad, he keeps bringing forward I'm just going to refer to him as the nephew, but he made me feel like that it was important because I don't know if he left the physical world tragically, because your dad just keeps making me feel like it was important that you knew that the souls were together. Did somebody pass from something of the head or like a brain or wasn't able to communicate in the end? My head just feels so heavy right now. And there's like a pain in the front of my head. It's my symbol for where someone couldn't communicate in the end, or there was something with the brain. Usually if they hit me in the back of the head or on the side, it means that there was a tragedy connected to the head, to the passing. But I feel it more in the front.
My grandmother, she wasn't really kind of all there, you know, at the end. So that's the closest I can think about that. As we talk, it may become more clear to me. Yeah.
But that's important because it came from the front of my head, which means couldn't communicate. Sometimes it could be Alzheimer's, dementia, could be because of a medication, whatever it may be. It's validating not wanting you to remember them in that way. And the reason why this happened, Tracy, was because your dad kept saying, I want my family to know that nothing was left unsaid. Now, you had shared already that your dad had passed while you were sleeping. So I said to your dad, you have to give me something more. I can't say that because she already told me that.
Yeah.
So he chose I asked him for something very unique, something that you wouldn't expect to bring up or to validate. So I will accept that 100% of your dad saying nothing was left unsaid, but also with your grandmother as well, not wanting you to remember her in that way, wanting you to remember her vibrant, very well, like I feel dressed and put together.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's important. I get it.
And also for your dad that he says nothing was left unsaid. And I also want you to know that even if we knew that things were declining rapidly, he says it would not have changed anything. He says, I still would have left the physical world at that time. And he said to me, he goes, Teresa, he says, I have to be honest. He said, I could feel it deep within me that something wasn't right. Your dad then showed it to me something like this to get me to say this. Now, this could be exactly what happened or just strictly a validation that I interpreted 100% correctly. Like it was almost like if he was struggling to breathe at times, like you might be like, oh my God, is this happening? You know, is today the day? How much longer do we have? That's what he meant by, then you would have been consumed with every little thing.
Yes.
And he says, I would not want it to have any of them to have worried in that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it was. And that was a hard thing. Like how many times, like when you're a physician, you have a disease that's progressive and you know, and he's a sound mind, you know, every step, like, you know, what's happening. Like I always felt like
what a
cruelty in a way.
What a burden.
But, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, that he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew every step about. So he was very aware. Mm-hmm. And I think he did definitely he didn't want that to be burdensome. At the same time, I know he wanted everyone, you know, he valued everyone being there, but you just said it exactly right. Yeah.
But what I love about this, how he started the session with acknowledging Skylar on, you know, on, because like these are the moments where I'm like, how would I know that you wanted to be a dancer or that's what you did? Like,
yeah.
And I love that your dad is just 100% validating that. This is the other very unique thing about your session. And what I absolutely love and being able to share this with everyone listening, you know, there are sometimes I go into a reading and my heart and my soul just feel so heavy with all of the sadness and the sorrow. And yes, you miss your dad. And yes, you miss your grandfather, right? And to even watch your mom struggle with that, correct? Mm-hmm. But there's something so peaceful that you knew that your dad was at peace, that he totally. Was okay. And
yeah, absolutely.
To have your dad validated at a completely different level is something that I absolutely admire and love of saying all of these things happened. They happened at these moments and it was exactly what needed to happen. I keep hearing like music and laughter and everyone playing games. So
yeah, there was like all the grandkids, there was, you know, 9 grandkids and we were there pretty much full time and the others were close enough by that they were in it. So there was, all the kids were little and there was all of the, you know, life was happening all around. And my dad was kind of in the center of it, like on the couch in the,
yeah.
the main area, you know, so he was surrounded by that all the time, which I think was a great comfort to him. At the same time, you know, knowing that the time was near and he was in his 70s, but was still way too soon for my dad and everything right. that he still wanted to do in his life. Right. Yeah. But yeah, that was around him. That was the love. And I'm glad, I'm so happy that was meaningful for him. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, meaningful. And the thing that I love is the strength and the resilience that your dad presents today, because I feel yeah. like that represented him.
Yes. 100%.
Of who he was and the yeah. way that he, you know, I still go back to the very beginning of the reading where he's like, can you believe I died? And I'm like, no, yeah. I can't believe yeah. you died. But like, I feel like that's how he, and we all kind of felt that even though through all of the struggles, we didn't wallow in that. We rose above that and we really lived in the moment. And he says yeah. to have that blessing, to have that as such a memory is something that it was so beautiful the way that I was able to leave the physical world. I think it's important also, Tracy, to validate this because your dad also shows me that he was greeted by his parents as well.
Oh my gosh, that's, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I figured, but I'm so glad to hear you say that. Yeah, that makes me so happy.
And was there also yeah. a brother that is departed as well?
A brother.
Or a brother-in-law?
Okay, so yes, uh-huh. That would be his sister's husband. Yeah.
To validate that all of the souls are together.
Oh, that's aww. Awesome. Yeah, that's just great.
Who liked to smoke here in the physical world?
Okay, this is so funny. No, because nobody really smoked in my family, but my grandma, my dad's mom, she's so cute. No, she's so precious, but she didn't want anybody to know. But
yes!
Yes! Oh my gosh, we'd go to her house and then we could kind of smell it and we'd maybe see a cigarette. Oh my gosh! And I just thought of that the other day, but I haven't thought about that for years.
Oh my God, this is amazing because I just said to your dad, I go, can you validate that? And you know the scene, I want to share with you what your grandmother showed me. You know the scene in, because I could smell the cigarette smoke. I could see it, but I couldn't see who was smoking. And then yeah. and then all of a sudden I saw my symbol for, you know, the in the movie Ghost when he breaks open the thing and he smokes and he's like, ah, oh, a cigarette. Oh. Like that's how she made me feel. But then it was like
that's
almost like then it's like the great thing is I could smoke and no one cares.
That is so, that's such a small little thing, part of our life, but like, I kind of felt like embarrassed for my kind of like, grandma, it's okay. Like, but she always wanted to hide it so nobody knew, but I could just see her probably just going out there going, just before, you know, just to get, that is so, oh my gosh, I love this. Oh my gosh, that's the best thing ever. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
And the fact that you just thought, like, this is the other thing that I don't think people realize. These are the little moments in someone's reading. And I love the fact that you, Tracy, and Skylar were both like, oh my God, because that's how I am when those little moments happen. Because it's like, how would I know that? Like, how? it's not even, usually spirits like, yeah, I smoke. There's more like, who smoked? And I feel like I'm sneaking it, I'm hiding it.
Yes!
And,
you know, oh my gosh.
And I love the fact that you, it's not a coincidence that you just thought about this 2 days ago. And also, I don't think that people also realize this. This was so last minute for you. Is that correct? Like, it wasn't like was planned out for weeks, right? And you were thinking of all of your loved ones. When you had that memory, your grandmother showing me, you didn't even know that you were going to be on the podcast or even meeting with me. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true. Because it just happened yesterday.
Validating for you that was not a coincidence on how I say to people, your loved ones prepare for something like this. And here it was, you even did not have any idea that this was going to happen, but the souls of your departed loved ones did.
Yeah, I believe that. Oh my gosh, that's just so cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Skylar, do you write or do you do poems?
Or do you write music.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, perfect. So now, was there a song or something that you wrote that kind of reflected to your loved ones on the other side, or just something about an afterlife?
Yeah, I talk about kind of like life in general and just kind of the struggles that we've been through and stuff like that. So technically, I could see that relating to that. Yeah,
the struggles and then the outcome, the struggles and then what's better on the other side of that kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like, Skylar, that you have an ability also to sense and feel souls around you. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I felt when you write music, I felt that it was also a way of you channeling, and it was something that comes from deep within you that you even sit back and you say, I don't even know where this is coming from.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Yes. I was like, I don't remember writing that, but okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So know when those moments happen, know that that's you really being connected to your departed loved ones. And it's almost in a form of channeling, journaling, you know, obviously you say like through the pen, automatic writings, you know, but where you're able to, it's the same thing when I'm able, when I'm reading someone, I'm able to kind of remove myself and everything becomes the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of you and your departed loved ones. Your, I don't think a soul has ever went into such depth detail as what your loved ones are doing now. I don't even know who all the information is coming from because they won't separate. So it means that it comes from all of them, where your ancestors, they are helping you releasing this, because in a way of when you channel and write these songs and poems and lyrics, it's a way of you releasing things that you've been carrying as well.
Yes.
So,
yes, 100%.
That's why it's so deep and why it's so at moments that you're like, it's almost like that. I think your great grandmother just showed me you channel, like you writing and then like crying or like feeling very emotional. Is that correct?
Yeah. Anytime I do like music, it feels like my whole soul, like it's so deep. And I've always felt that, but like what, I feel different about it, but I didn't know, like I knew something, but I don't know what it is. But yeah, like I can't even explain how much it like just encompasses my whole body. Yeah. Like whenever I do music. Yeah.
So know that it's something that you're able to get lost in it. Like you're able to really be open and vulnerable to be able to write about these ballads. And so know that you have this beautiful and amazing connection. Like I believe we all have a connection with our departed loved ones, some stronger than others. And it's different for you. Yeah. What I love, because remember your grandfather talked about like when he first passed, when you were younger, you would sense and feel him more. He just said to me, he goes, Tracy, don't you remember the times where she would be like grandpa sitting on the couch over there or in the chair? Like that was her seeing and sensing his soul. Now she connects with it differently, of where you're able to do these automatic writings in a sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Was there something where someone struggled with emotion? I choose to use that word because I felt depression, but I didn't feel that strength to it. I felt just like maybe like a sense of sadness, or that I struggled with being happy.
When you're talking about emotion, I would say that, especially my dad's side particularly, but it was, they were, you know, loving and everything, but emotions were not expressed, right? You know, so I think that there was always a struggle with my dad, especially like to just, to find that
balance.
I think he struggled. Yeah. I think he struggled with that because his heart was so like full of love and all these things, and he didn't really have the outlet for, he didn't really know, he wasn't kind of raised that way. And my grandparents were very loving, but that emotional component where you could just kind of, you know, make that leap into that, you know, like healing place, I think that was hard for him.
So how amazing is that for your dad to acknowledge, because I knew depression wasn't the correct word, but they were making me feel this like my soul felt dampened, like sad, or just like not being able to express, like kind of keeping things in. And I love how your dad is, again, that's all he talked about was the love and emotion that he felt in his final moments.
I knew that kind of, I guess, to be honest, wished I could have known more. I know how much he loved me, but I knew at the end, and it kind of broke my heart because he wanted to spend all this time with the grandkids and he thought he'd have time. And he didn't have time, and he said that, you know, so I think it was just like he was so close. I felt like to being able to kind of like, you know, go to pass that barrier.
But he did. I think that is
the main. I thought so. I felt that he did at the end. Yes. Okay. Good.
Because I said to your dad, I'm like, what? I go, why do I feel like, we got there, but I feel like it has to be said. And he's like, we made it. It was almost like, because your dad was showing me how you were like so loving with him in the end, on how you were holding his hand, how you were kissing him goodbye, how even after he passed, how you sat with him.
Yes, I did.
He says, and I want to thank you for that. Because I know that wasn't easy for you to say goodbye to me. Right. He says, and I want you to know that that cycle was broken. Over time that we spent together, that cycle of holding an emotion and not expressing things was broken.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Oh my God. Yeah, that's so beautiful. I kind of felt that, but I didn't really know. I mean, thank you for that. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
This is the thing that I think I love about your experience and why it is so, it was very unique and different right from the beginning, because I didn't feel that heaviness of weighted of burdens and guilt. Fair enough.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We miss our loved ones, right? We wish they had more time, but there's that peace that I still felt. And I love that your dad was able to give you exactly what you needed to be validated.
Yeah. Because I never doubted. Yeah, I never doubt, I totally, believe in heaven and the afterlife and completely that my relatives are safe and at peace. And I've never had any doubts about that. But just knowing like his experience of that, and did he get to that point? Did he feel, and I felt like he did. And so that part of it was the part that needed addressing, I guess. And I that's beautiful. Yeah.
And it's not something common. It's not something common, right? It's not, you very rarely hear me say to someone, I mean, it does happen, but not a lot where souls make me feel that. And I love that, because it is something also that, especially with your dad being a physician and being able to help people, right? To be able to prevent things. Like this is a moment right now. Like I feel like how many people listening today might, if their loved one was just maybe diagnosed with an illness, where they will find those moments to live in the now and to be truly present and to remember to not focus on what is coming up or what is going to happen or how are we going to handle when that day finally comes, but to live in that moment. I think that is the biggest thing that I have learned and that I am taking from your experience today on how beautiful that is. And also reiterating to people, do not be afraid to hold in emotion.
I think I thought at the time, because the kids were, it's little and there's so much kind of like going on, around the house and all the stuff. And I, at the time when my dad was sick, and I felt like I knew how much he loved, his grandkids and everything, and want people. But I thought, does that feel disrespectful?
No.
Because at the same time, I thought, is that like kind of nourishing for a soul? And I felt it was that, but I'm glad to hear you say that, because I felt that was life. Yes. Amidst what was going on. I felt that was life. So.
I mean, how perfect. Amazing. He loved the chaos. He loved the chaos.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's what I thought. Okay.
Did you used to make grilled cheese? Because he goes, I would love the smell of the grilled cheeses. So did you used to make grilled cheese?
I think the kids' favorite thing. So
yeah. I just said that. And that might sound common to some people, but like that was not a big thing for my kids, but it's just like, and then your dad like literally looked at me and he's like, and the smell, he goes, you could hear the chaos and the smell of the grilled cheese. He's like,
that's so funny.
But I love that.
That's so sweet.
and I love what your dad has brought to you with so much of that peace and comfort in saying, you did everything right. I want to thank you for allowing me to leave the physical world on my terms.
Yeah.
Allowing me to have this experience. He said, Teresa, he said, I never thought how beautiful my passing was going to be. And it was amongst the chaos, the in and the out, everyone not knowing what was going to happen, who was going to come, what they were going to share with us that day. And because he says, especially for you, Skylar, like you never saw the sickness.
No, I didn't say that's true.
I didn't.
You didn't see that. You would come in and like jump on the couch and be like, Grandpa, what are we going to do today? Let's play checkers. Yeah. Let's play goldfish. Yeah. He says, and that's what I loved. He says, and I always want you to remember that. And I want to thank you for that. And I wasn't alone when I died. Know that everyone did come for me.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I wasn't, I wasn't alone. And I want to thank you. God. And I actually just watched your dad's soul lean over and kiss you. And he says, and I love you too. So whether if you just said to your dad how much you love him, know that your dad hears all of those words.
Thank you.
And it is such a validation because your dad talked about, those are all the messages today of what he talked about on how you felt, what you wondered. Amazing. Amazing. What an amazing gift that your dad has given us all today, and many lessons on truly living in the now. Was your dad a physician where he would use a stethoscope?
Yeah, he was a researcher and he was a surgeon, and but his research was his passion. And
okay, so it has to be something that he showed me the stethoscope, I think, to get me to say that you still had something of his that he used in his research or in his practice.
Yeah, well, his stethoscope and his white jacket, his white coat, you know.
Oh, you have it. Oh, perfect. Good thing. Yeah. See, good thing Skylar was here.
We kept his offices pretty much still actually intact. But yeah,
How beautiful is that for your dad to validate and to, because I asked him for one last validation and he showed me the stethoscope that thanking you for including him and everyone else in your life and knowing that all of the things that you sense and feel, whether if it's one of your loved ones or all of them, know that they are continuing loving and guiding you. And I am so glad that I had this opportunity to share my gift with you and that your dad validated everything that you felt and thought to believe. What a beautiful gift. Beautiful gift.
Yes, I'm very grateful. Yes. I'm grateful to tie up those kind of loose ends. That's awesome.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
My name is Tracy, and I'm from Seattle.
And my name is Skylar. I am Tracy's daughter, and I'm also from Seattle.
When she just kind of mentioned about my dad had talked about the smell of grilled cheese on the couch there, most of the time was where he liked to be. And so the kitchen was right there, and that's where all the kids were, in and out, and that's where we were making lunch all the time. So the smells in the kitchen and doing the grilled cheese, and that was very much, it sounds weird, but he wasn't like in another part of the house. And that was part of the experience of having the kids there. Kind of really sweet when I thought about that. I would say also when she brought up about the smoking, about my grandma, and that was really crazy amazing because I honestly had just thought about that. And then when Teresa brought up about that, it was how my grandma would kind of like sneak the cigarettes me and everything. But it was kind of like a dear thing because I'd just been thinking about that and just laughing about it. So when she brought up, I was like, oh, heck yeah, that's just like a crazy little thing. But that was really funny. Mm-hmm. And also, talked about Skylar's poetry and
that was music. Yeah, that was really special. Like, I kind of just feel like it's kind of this sort of behind the scenes thing. So knowing that they're there through that process is like really encouraging for me. And it kind of gives me more motivation to stick with it. And kind of, as she said, it's kind of my way of connecting with them too, which I think is really special.
I think the thing that was cool was just the way that the reading started was when Teresa said that my dad just kind of sat down and looked at her and said, so Teresa, how are you doing? And how are you doing? That's told
him.
Yeah, because he was a doctor, and that was, he'd be always very, you know, concerned about people, also very social and always really curious about people. Mm-hmm. It was special. Mm-hmm. You know, what was kind of funny is when it was at the end, but I kind of asked about the coins all the time, finding money. She mentioned that my aunt and my grandma are saying that my dad is, cheap. Yeah. Like, she's cheap. That's, you know, kind of connecting my dad with the pennies, and my grandpa was in the back picking up the pennies. And it's like, oh my gosh, my dad was, he was a physician, and he was
frugal.
Yeah, the word is frugal. So he was world known and also, but I had no idea from the time until I was in college that my dad was even well known in his field, that, you know, we were doing okay financially. Like, I had no idea, because he was really frugal. He didn't want to buy the latest cars or anything. So it was kind of like the joke about that. And so this is a little thing like at the end, but I thought then he was cheap. Oh, you know, that's so funny. That's the way that they would have phrased it.
Yeah.
But he was just really, you know, careful with his money, protective of his family and frugal. But
yeah.
That was a funny thing. The validation of what we believe was true.
Yeah.
That was a kind of a really nice takeaway. Mm-hmm. The funny, heartwarming things that would be funny in life and everything. Yeah. They're still, it's sweet and it's family and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And having those moments come through are really, it was really special.
Yeah. It's like getting to hang out with your family again.
Yeah.
It's nice.
One thing that my dad said is life is simple. Actually, things have been complicated more lately. So I kind of forgot that. And to me, that was like, my dad's reminder is like, Tracy, it's like life is some, like, remember that. That was really a super kind of cool thing. And I was like, okay, I needed to be reminded of some things.
Yeah.
And when she said about like the signs and symbols, like, don't, you know, attach meanings to everything. It's kind of hard for us because we do feel like we're kind of barraged with things a lot in a good way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to just kind of let life be. And so we kind of afterwards, we just feel like even more
peace. I just think it was a great experience. I just think it was really cool to actually, like, we watched the show for so long and listened to the podcast. So like actually being able to do that on our own is like something you never would imagine. And being in that situation is just, you can never prepare for it, but it's one of the best things. And it was just a really, really special experience. And I'm really grateful that we got to connect with our family again.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.